Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
To start the day, Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
I've had a revelation, y'all.
Oh, tell me. About what?
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I used to struggle with shutting my brain down for the evening. I'm a big advocate of no screens before I go to bed.
Right.
Like, my wife will sit there and she will play, like, video games, like brain busters, like mental games.
Oh.
But still, I think the act of like turning on that screen and just looking at a screen, just to me, it just keeps my brain going.
Like, right.
I can't shut it down at
all.
Well,
that's the blue light. So, I mean, that makes sense. I don't think that's just you.
They've proven that the blue light keeps you awake.
Either way, any type of light is going to make my brain go and not make it go to sleep.
Right.
But lately, I got the pillow out of the guest room because my wife's been away, so she's not, it doesn't fit the look of the bed, babe. It doesn't look nice. I don't care about that. I'm just trying to sleep. I pulled out the pillow. I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
You've been sleeping like a baby?
It's a Tempur-Pedic. We can't afford the whole entire mattress, so we just bought the pillow. And man, that thing is a game changer.
Yeah.
I lay down. Obviously, everything's off. I got half the blanket on me, half the blanket off me.
Of course.
I don't know why I do that.
I do the same thing. Or like just my foot from my knee down.
Yeah.
And like I take my leg out and I just hook it over the top of my pillows. So
there
like
you go.
It's just the lower half of my leg and I'm perfect.
I split my body in half with the blankie and then I roll over on my side. And close my eyes, and the first thing that comes to mind, this is so lame, golf.
Which is why an old man sometimes.
Which is why I probably fall asleep immediately.
Golf puts me to sleep too, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I literally think about my swing for about, 20 to 30 seconds. And that boring conversation with my own brain puts me out immediately.
You're that guy.
I'm gone to the world. What's the last thing on your brain before you pass out?
Depends on the day.
Oh, okay. Anything
it depends on the day and what traumas I've already lived through. It really just depends. Every day is a different day for my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like last night, it was nothing because I fell asleep watching Harry Potter. So I literally just like...
Just done. Exhaustion.
Yeah, I was just out. Completely out. And it also depends on if I've taken any meds to sleep. Sometimes it's just nothing. Sometimes it's my eyes are burning. They're so tired.
Yeah.
And then I just close them and go to sleep. Other days, it's every trauma I've ever lived through in my life and every conversation I wish I could redo.
Wow.
My brain is a terrifying place. Don't ever
wish. You have like pre-sleep regrets?
All the time.
Yikes.
I relive my life in pre-sleep all the time.
So what does that do for your dreams?
Oh,
and how do you sleep because of it?
I don't.
We got to work on you. We got to work on
sleep.
Sleep therapy or something.
Yeah, I
I'm
don't
sure that's
sleep.
A class you could take somewhere.
Probably.
All right. I'm gonna start a new class. I'm going to start teaching sleep therapy. All you got to think about is golf.
I'm going to try that. And then I'd be terrified by how many times people have seen my awful swing. It might do the opposite.
Oh, no. It works really well. Cheyenne, close your eyes. Picture yourself on the 18th hole. At Pebble Beach on the Monterey coast of California. See? Boom.
Oh, wake up. Like,
you're driving.
Really great, actually.
What makes you sleep, Camel Nation? 602-894-5653. For me, it's golf. For Cheyenne, It's going to be golf. I have found the joy of a Tempur-Pedic pillow caressing my face. Puts me out like a light, and I love it.
Just lights out. Head down, lights out. Must be glorious.
Cheyenne needs to medicate herself.
It's true. My brain doesn't shut off ever.
All right, we got Olivia in Mesa on the phone. Good morning, Olivia.
Morning, y'all.
Morning. Olivia, what do you have to do to get to sleep at night?
One word. Husband.
Ooh. Ooh. I get it.
That sounds okay. Like the best sleeping arrangement of all time.
Well, it's interesting because I never realized how a cardiovascular workout at night would send me into a deep slumber till the morning.
I love this for you.
Well, hey, as the resident husband, I can confirm we will get very sleepy.
Good.
Very sleepy after that.
As the resident single lady in the room, I am very jealous of your cardiovascular activities at night. Okay?
Hey, Olivia, my wife is available for some encouraging, some direction. Some help in this situation. If you could just call her up and let her know what you got.
Let her know.
Share
that
your testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's funny.
Just give her my number.
Your Yelp review would really help out this situation. 5 out of 5 stars.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Theo knows exactly what he wants to do for his retirement.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a great idea. His wife, Jackie, does not agree at all.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to break the news to her today that he's not kidding.
No! I don't want to be a part of this. Oh. Okay.
Let's call up Jackie.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Jackie. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, my God. Hi.
I'm guessing you listen to Camel Country 107.9.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. What's the news? I'm sorry. You kept calling. I didn't know who it was.
Yes. It is Nico. Cheyenne's here with me.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
We have very important news today from your husband, Theo. Very important news.
Okay.
He wanted me to let you know that he wasn't kidding about his plans for your retirement. Those are his dreams.
Oh, my God.
Okay, obviously he shared his dreams with you.
Yeah.
He said he will build your dream log cabin in the woods. And
that's his dream. That is his dream. He doesn't even go to the grocery store. What's he talking about?
Well, he said you guys will live off the land.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like he's in trouble.
I know.
He said he will forage for your nourishment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Jersey. Forage.
He's from Jersey and he thinks he's going to forage for food?
He can't do any of this. No, he's never even been fishing ever. Like, I wanted to go 1 year and, it was a huge mess.
Oh, my God. No.
Well, Jackie, he also said that you guys are going to live a life of pure bliss and freedom.
Oh.
And your ancestors will be proud.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. What movie theater is this showing in again?
Your ancestors.
The movie theater of your future.
That live in the Great Plains of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Wow. Yeah.
So, sounds like a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite things in the world, just to be stuck out in the middle of the woods with no communication or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
You're from Detroit.
It's not my favorite thing in the world. I would hate the life that your husband hopefully is just kidding about. I don't know, though.
Oh, my God.
He sounds pretty serious.
It's a lovely picture. It's not happening. And just FYI, he's allergic to mosquito bites. So how's that going to work?
Jackie, how close are you guys to retirement?
As you sound very
young. He's been thinking about this a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 34. He's 36. We're nowhere near that.
Oh, okay. So he's got time to change his mind.
I mean, I wish. I would love to retire now, but yeah, it's not going to happen anytime.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so funny.
He's got a 401 no way plan.
401
going on.
Long time away.
Yeah, exactly.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
It is Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Happy Monday. We're back.
We are back. It was a long weekend, I think, for everybody.
I know. So many activities.
So much happening.
I was in Vegas, obviously, and then you had to hold down the fort when it came to the concerts.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I think you are Miss Camel.
I am tired. I was pretty much everywhere this weekend.
Okay, so let's start with Friday night.
Okay, we'll start with Friday night, Dierks Bentley. Obviously, the show that man puts on is insane.
Yeah.
If you want to be entertained, go to a Dierks Bentley show.
Yeah.
He leaves it all on the floor every time.
Yeah.
Hot take, love Zach Top. His music is fantastic. He bores me. For me, and I've said this 1,000 times, so I will say it 1,001 with my chest. I like to be entertained at a show.
Yeah.
Standing at a microphone, playing your guitar, unless it's that couple of songs, if it's your entire set, it does nothing for me.
He's an old school guy.
He's an old
like that's
soul.
That's his vibe.
Which is not my vibe. And yeah. That's fine. But he sounds phenomenal. He's so great in concert.
Yeah.
Now I will tell you, Hot Country Nights, which is Dierks' like alter ego band that closes out the show.
Yeah.
That was the best set I've ever seen them put on. It was nice. So good. But then they brought out Doug Douglasson, who is Dierks Bentley's long lost son, which is Zach Top. This kid walks out with a Marlboro Red in his mouth and sings multiple songs with a cig in mouth.
Yes.
It was the best thing I think I've ever seen. And you can, there's a video of it on our Instagram at Camel1079. Go watch it because it is the best thing you will see on a Monday. Hands
so you're
down.
Saying that regular Zach Top, boring. Doug Douglasson. Alter ego member of Hot Country Nights.
Wonderful.
Entertaining.
Absolutely wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Now, this is going to be my hot take. I'm probably going to make some people mad, but like bear with me through it because this is something that really bothers me.
Uh-huh.
I am an avid concert goer, yeah. Obviously, and I have been my entire life. There is something about being in a pit that I want people to understand. You can be hammered. That's fine. Love that for you. But you still have to respect people's spaces,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there is also, it's very genre dependent. If you're at a country show in the pit, you have to understand that people go early and they don't leave. And if you're elbowing and pushing through people, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, okay? That's rude. Yeah.
So I'm in the pit on Friday, minding my own business. And there's this girl that keeps bumping into me. Which, again, fine. If it's also accompanied with an, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I will try to maintain my space. It wasn't. In fact, she wasn't just bumping into me. She was bumping into everybody around her. To the point where she looked this girl in front of us dead in the face and said, if you don't like me spilling my drink on you, you can get the F out.
Whoa.
And I watched this entire thing happen. Mind you, at this point, she had elbowed me 3 times.
That's such a ridiculous stance when you're
the one bumping into people.
The bing bong.
Right. So then, I am also, when I'm at a show, especially a country show, I'm working. I'm already activated. I've got my badge on me. At this point, I've now put my badge in the person that I brought with me's back pocket. Because I'm like, if I have to lay this chick out, I can't be in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be very blunt with you. That was my mindset. I had not been drinking. That was my mindset. I was like, she had had that altercation with the girl in front of me. And then she blatantly went to elbow me and she almost caught my cheekbone. Like, that's how close this chick was to me. At that moment in time, the person that was with me, who was like 6 feet tall, steps around us and puts himself between her and myself.
Yeah.
And the girl standing to the right of me goes, that was a smart move because I also almost laid her out about 25 minutes ago.
Jeez.
This chick did not care, and she is the worst type of person to be in the pit. I'm sorry. If you're listening, you're awful. You are a horrible person to be in a pit with. because you ruin it for everybody else.
I don't, yeah.
And the minute you left, everybody like that, was so happy.
I need personal space.
Exactly. It's not even personal space. You can be next to me. We can be rubbing elbows. But be polite. Yeah. I don't care how drunk you are. There was a girl whose friend was helping her stand, and she was less annoying than you were. It's just respect. Like, have some respect. If you can't control yourself
people
under the influence.
Wild like that.
Okay, so then let's get to Post Malone. It was like a weekend of people complaining. Okay, and I'm not complaining. I'm just stating the fact that some of you guys need to understand that your choices are not other people's problem.
Yeah.
So we're at Post Malone. It's not a show you sit down at unless you need to take a load off your feet for like a song or two.
Yeah.
But it's not like a show where it's like really chill music.
Yeah.
If you choose to sit down at a concert and you're not in the front row, so people are ahead of you and people are standing and enjoying the show, guess what? The fact that you chose to sit down is no one else's problem but your own.
Were people telling you to sit down?
Yes!
You're 5'4".
Yes. Get this, though. I had people three rows above the people behind me.
Who's complaining about you?
Exactly. You should. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be complaining anyways because you chose to sit down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't want people standing in front of you, buy a front row ticket.
Yeah.
Or like the front of the section. I don't know what to tell you, but your choice to sit down was not my choice, and therefore, I'm not going to sit down. Like,
what were they saying?
So it wasn't the.
It's not that Celine Dion concert.
It was the gestures that they were making behind us because I had friends two rows ahead of them that watched the entire thing. So then when it got to a song where it was like, okay, let's sit down for a minute, let's chill out. Because also, I'd been standing for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because I was already at Dierks Bentley. So I sat down. The people behind us started clapping. Like, yeah, finally, good choice. And I turned around and I said, we're allowed to enjoy the concert the way that we want to enjoy the concert, which means standing. And he was like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely. No, not absolutely. I can hear you.
He gave you the sarcastic clap.
He
and
totally
then
tried to gaslight me about like, oh, yeah, totally. I'm not the person to do that with. I'm not the one, bro. Like, I also, all of my listeners from Camel are sitting with me. Like, they're all there.
Yeah.
Like,
you're just trying to have a good time, man.
Not my choice that you're old and decided to sit down.
Oh,
he's not. He wasn't old. I'm sorry if you're listening. I'm not meaning to call you old. I'm just fired up about it. But also, your choice is not my choice. You cannot be mad at me for enjoying my concert. And also, Post Malone is not a concert you sit at. Okay?
No, not at all.
Another thing, great show. If you came,
nice.
If you went to Post Malone expecting a country concert, you were probably left a little disappointed. It wasn't a country concert.
Yeah.
It was a Post Malone concert sprinkled in some country songs.
I mean, that's what I've heard his new tour is all about. It's all about like the best of both worlds.
It was phenomenal. Wow. I saw some people who were complaining. No, you showed up with the wrong idea of what you were going to get.
Oh, they were complaining because it wasn't country enough for them?
Yes. He's not a country artist.
Yeah. I mean, he is.
He's dipping his toes into the genre at the moment, you know?
The genre.
It's so good.
Well,
it was so good. It was great.
I'm sorry you had to deal with
it
people.
It was fine.
If it could have just been you and Dierks and you and Post, it would have been a great
fantastic
weekend.
Honestly, overall, if those were the only two issues I had over the weekend, life was good.
There you go.
You really can't complain all that much. It's just annoyances.
Well, we got some more concerts to upset you. Coming up very soon.
I wasn't upset. I was annoyed. There's a difference.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Charlie in Maricopa, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
I mean, listen, y'all are amazing because
You're like true influencers, because you know how you talked about Kime Durant's jeans?
I think you're giving us entirely too much credit.
I'll take it. Please. Say more.
Sorry, well, continue.
Okay, so I heard you guys talk about Kime Durant's jeans. I call them KRJs now because they're just absolutely my favorite. I mean, they are so comfortable. They fit. They make my booty look delicious. They're just awesome.
I can confirm that KRJs, as you have now named them, make your bum look fantastic.
Wow.
They really do.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you saying that we influenced you to buy Kime Durant's jeans?
Absolutely, and I will never go back to anything else. They are just absolutely the best. So can I give an amen?
Amen! I love that.
And hey, Kimes, her Venmo is...
This was not a paid advertisement.
Nice little commercial right there for Kimes.
I'm truly doing this because it changed my life.
Beautiful.
And my husband, I have to say, he loves them on me too.
Ooh! And... off, if I may.
Yo, hey. Hey-o.
Amen.
Doesn't seem right. Big or small, we want to hear your amens. Call us up right now.
We want to celebrate with you. 602-894-5653.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Sabrina in Levine. I can't do it without saying Lavina now.
Now it is what it is.
What is this secret sound?
All right, Sabrina, what do you think the secret sound is?
Is it a coffee grinder?
Coffee grinder?
I do, in fact, own a coffee grinder.
No, it's not a coffee grinder.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not it.
I'm sorry, what led you to coffee grinder?
Just the clues steer me in the right direction, steering the clue that's your favorite smell.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you are listening to the clues. I'm sorry. That is not the secret sound, okay? Try again sometime. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Sabrina. Another clue coming up at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron.
Hey, Captain and Capitan Ron.
I'm surprised anything's coming out of my voice today, so I will take what I can get.
I love it. Another clue is coming up. Make sure you guys grab it, because these clues are going to lead you in the right direction. You need the clues to get to the secret sound.
That's right, and we play again tomorrow at 7:30. It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I'm a guy who... I like to observe the current fashions, but also I'm 46, so I'm not the first one to be like, I need to look like a 23-year-old guy, which we all know that... whatever the 23-year-old guys do is what's cool in the world.
That's what tends to be hip, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at shorts, and shorts have gone through very many stages in the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like, since the last time I bought shorts, they were long basketball shorts. Then they were jorts. Then they were cargo shorts. Then they were short shorts. And now they're getting even shorter. And now, allow me to...
question. Yes. What's the difference between short shorts and now even shorter shorts?
Thank you for asking that.
Okay.
The answer is Daisy Dudes.
What is a Daisy Dude?
Daisy Dudes are Daisy Dukes for dudes.
Oh, did you coin the phrase? I feel like you've coined the phrase.
I feel like I need to trademark that immediately. Copyright. Nico, 2025. But guys are wearing shorter and shorter shorts. Like, I thought a 7-inch inseam, which we can all, like, visualize, I guess. Like, it's kind of like to halfway up your thigh.
What are the inseams on your shorts right now?
7 inches.
Let me see. Walk around the counter.
Well, I guess maybe they're not midway up the thigh.
Oh, I like, well, I...
They're just a little bit over the kneecap.
They're about 2 inches above your kneecap.
So that's pretty risque. 7 inches. Most guys do... risque. Most guys pull the 9-incher right now. And then if you're Abe, you pull the 42-inch shorts that are longer than his legs.
No, they're a 5-inch inseam. He's just short, so they look long.
I take back
I didn't even hear what you said. Dang, I missed it. I was talking.
I don't rip burns very often.
You were so,
so
geared up to respond to what I just said that you missed hers, and it cut deep.
I love you so much.
She said you're actually wearing 5-inch inseam shorts. You're just so short.
That was good.
I know. right.
That was good. That was way better than yours.
I know. It was really good. That's why I took a moment to acknowledge it.
See, I wouldn't have even been mad and responded to her. I appreciate
funny.
That.
That
wow.
was a good one.
Nico's was weak as hell, bro. Bring that weak ass game in here.
Okay.
I retract my morning, by the way.
All right. Back anyway. On topic. So I have 7-inch shorts. I just ordered 3 pairs of 5-inch inseam shorts.
I'm not mad about it.
Which, that's 2 inches higher.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more flavor.
That's mid-thigh.
That's short daddy. Shorts. Basically. They're not much more than boxer shorts.
I like the shorter short style. I think anything shorter than a 5-inch might be too short for me.
Are you talking about just at the pool or with aquatic activities?
No, I'm talking about like walking around in public life.
Like,
really?
Yeah.
You're going to Odyssey Aquarium with a 5-inch inseam short.
Like, I'm walking around at work. I'm going to the grocery store, okay. My favorite place, with
Safeway.
A 5-inch cut.
I'm not mad about it. Like I said, anything shorter than a 5-inch, I think, is pushing it if you're not, like, at the pool.
I think I will feel completely comfortable in them until some guy walks up to me and goes, hey, man, like, I can see, like, you're hanging out.
if you're hanging out in those, I would be impressed. And also,
oh.
Like, you didn't feel the breeze? Like, I don't understand.
Now you never know. It's like you guys wearing skirts. You never know.
You never know.
Am I showing too much? I don't know. So I'll let you know. It's a fashion, it's a statement for me.
Well, I also don't think that 5-inch inseam can categorize itself as like a Daisy Dude, as you called them,
okay.
For boys. Because Daisy Dukes for women, your booty cheeks be hanging.
Yeah.
So if your booty cheeks be hanging as a boy.
Okay, they're not quite Daisy Dudes.
Put the cheeks away.
Like, but if any guy's wearing 3-inch inseams.
I have
number
questions.
Number one, hey. Number two, hey, I'd like to see what they look like on you. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Remember when I told you guys about the friend of mine that sent me a photo of myself and said, bro, you're growing boobs.
Yes, I do remember this.
It hurt, right?
It cut you deep. You made immediate changes.
It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I have never felt that way in my entire life. And at some point, I just felt like, you know what? If he's going to be that honest with me, then nobody else is going to be honest with me about it. And, mm-hmm. and they're not going to bring it to my attention. And I never noticed it. So is he a jerk for doing it? Apparently, science says he's a close friend for doing it.
Why does science say that?
Well, they say that your meanest friend is the one who actually cares about you the most. So somebody who's very critical of you or, you know, one that keeps it real is actually like your closest friend.
That kind of makes sense because I feel like the people who feel good enough and care about you enough will be the ones who will always give you tough love.
Yeah.
Like they're going to be like, hey, this isn't intended to hurt your feelings, but I need to point this out to you.
Which with a friend, it's great, right? But with a significant other, you're like, babe, do I look fat in this? You don't want to be honest in that situation.
You should, though, because how...
You don't want to keep it real.
Let me... Hold on. This is something that I feel very, very strongly about.
Uh-huh.
Because I listened to a therapist or somebody talk about this. You have to be honest in those moments because your significant other has to trust you that when they come to you with something...
Yeah.
They have to know that you're being honest. So if she comes to you and she's like, hey, does this make me look a little too big? Mm-hmm. And you're constantly telling her, no, not at all. How you have to have their best interest in mind.
Yeah.
Which means you should be protecting how they go out in public.
Yeah.
So if I look fat in something, tell me. Don't be mean.
You also gotta look
like, don't come around the corner and be like, okay, moo. Like you missed the dairy farm down the road.
When keeping it real went really wrong.
Right. Like,
no, I understand.
You know
that.
What I mean?
I was half joking because it's the whole cliche.
100%.
Like, babe, do I look okay in this?
No.
No, you don't. You look like a balloon animal. Stop wearing things like that. No.
There's a Friends episode where they address this because Chandler was like, so then I paused and said, and then Ross turns around and he goes, you paused? You never pause. You go, do I look fat? No. You don't even let them finish the sentence. But I do think that like the people who truly care about you enough and in a very loving way, they should be the ones to be the most honest with you.
Yeah. No, so, you need those people around you in your life. You don't need people to just blow smoke and they're just yes people.
Yeah. So yes, he told you that you were growing boobs.
He said that I had boobs, which I took a minute to digest and understand. And I realized, yeah, he's right. I have knockers.
So
So I immediately started a regimen of working on my chest, doing push-ups and dieting and trying to like get that extra fat off my body.
How's it going?
It's going great. The update is the boobs, I'm pretty sure they're 99% gone.
Nice.
Might be a little soft still, but we got
the fact that you're grabbing your chest right now is, I wish everybody could see it.
Yeah, we got some muscle tone going.
You got some pectorals happening. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm here for that.
Yeah, it feels good.
Push-ups are crazy good for you. So,
oh, absolutely.
How many push-ups are you doing a day?
I do 90 a day.
Nice.
So I don't miss because I know that if I miss, then I'll just continue to miss.
You'll miss the next day.
And it's super easy to just crank out because I don't have to go anywhere. I just literally drop down to the floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crank out 30 and then I'll take like a 5-minute breather. And
I love that for you.
Crank out another 30 and another 30.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'm going to increase that to 120 and then I'll increase it to 5 million.
Oh, because that sounds like a really great
plan. Those are goals, guys. Goals. So at the end of the day, science wins. They found that your meanest friend is the only one who actually cares about you.
Science always wins.
They're absolutely right on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a friend that's like, oh, you're so pretty. You're so awesome. You're the best thing ever. They're probably a psychopath. Keep that in mind. If you can't trust your friends to be honest with you and tell you the cold, hard facts, then who can you trust, Cheyenne?
Nobody would be the answer to that.
Yeah, my friend had the audacity. No. He had...
the love.
Okay.
He loved you enough to tell you the truth.
He told me that I was growing boobs. And considering he has boobs, I took his word for it.
Okay.
He could recognize them very easily.
He recognized it. It's mine.
Good morning, Tim in Phoenix.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say I agree that about the mean friends being the best friends.
You agree? Why do you agree? Do you have experience in this?
I don't know if I use the word mean, but truthful, yes. Because like my best friend, or I think he's my best friend, I was going to ask my girlfriend to marry me. And he said, bro, I got to talk to you. And he sat me down. He said, you can't marry this girl. And he said, you know, a lot of mean or, I guess, negative things about her, how she, you know, she's not a good person. She talks bad about people behind their back. She will not have your back. She will not stand up for you. He said all these things that were, you know, I didn't like at the time. But then that little pause, I kind of sat back and reflected, and I watched her with a new kind of viewpoint. And it turned out in the end he was right, and he's still my best friend, and she's not in the picture, and I really appreciate him being honest, or I guess you could say at the time mean.
That is a hard pill to swallow.
Oh yeah,
100. When your buddies don't like your significant other, and then they have to tell you that she sucks.
I've had to do that to one friend of mine several times.
Several times.
Several times.
I think we need to have a class with him about how to pick better people.
Yeah, he had a track record of picking the worst of the worst of the worst.
Well, you're a good friend, though, so.
I mean, you know, he had an appetite for interesting people. And I would say, no, they don't bathe enough.
Ew!
He picked the wildest chicks.
That's weird.
So I get where you're coming from, and I think you're a great friend for doing that.
And good job for telling your friend. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it. He's now married to one of those scumbags.
No.
100%.
No.
She's dirty. She has dirt underneath her fingernails right now. I can feel it. Yeah.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.